Thank you. Thank you. We have some announcements this morning. Today at 1 o'clock up in the Fillmore Room, we're going to be celebrating the Youth Bridging Ceremony. And it's a really important event because it marks the passage from one stage of life to another with our children. And families and all congregation are invited, and a potluck meal will follow right after that. And this coming Saturday, June 7th, the Flower and Garden team is going to make a field trip to the Arboretum. And everyone's welcome, so just check your bulletin for the specifics on registration and transportation. And we have a couple several classes going on right now. A couple of them are, one is Common Sense Metaphysics by this gentleman here, Thomas Maiello, Monday nights at 7 p.m., and also the minister's group study at 10:30 on Thursdays with Jim Rosemurgi's book, The Quest for Meaning. And we'd also like to call your attention to the fact that the outreach meeting is June 16th and not June 9th, as it says in your bulletin, just so you can mark your calendar accordingly. Many other activities at Unity Christ Church, so check our website, your bulletin, sign up for Peak of the Week, like us on Facebook if you feel called to do so, and then we invite you to silence your phones, if you would be so kind. And so we welcome you, and we welcome those that are live streaming this morning, and thank you for sharing your morning with us. So let's start with prayer. And we thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this day, for this glorious day. Thank you for those that are present, those that are live streaming. Spirit, thank you for your unending love and for that opportunity in each and every moment to begin again. And so it is. Amen. So we begin our service by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletin, if you would look, check with those. Our mission statement: we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement: we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our series affirmations: I am God's beloved. God accepts me just the way I am. And I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early to hold sacred space for us and to support you in prayer, your joys, celebrations, concerns. So please seek them out, because it'll be a blessing for them as well as a blessing for you. And so let's all stand for our opening song, Everything New. The words are in your bulletin.
I am. Unity indeed is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our guest, and as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time or another. So today, if you're with us for the first time, and we certainly welcome those that are with us for the first time that are live streaming. Today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you, if you would, to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. We go, oh, courage out there, courage, courage. Keep your hand up, please. Yes. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It has a welcoming CD in that packet as well. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest. Also, it being the first Sunday of the month, we invite you to wear a name tag, which I feel that helps us to build community. And also, we invite you to allow us to honor your birthday and anniversary for the month of June. So if you have a birthday or an anniversary, please stand and remain standing for a moment, please. All right, look around here. Yeah, look around. Remain standing. Remain standing. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, says that there's 12 powers, and that we all have these 12 powers within us. And yet, at the same time, he has assigned a power to each month of the year. And for the month of June, he has assigned the power of imagination. Imagination. That's a powerful power, is it not? Because through imagination linked with faith, we demonstrate those things that we want to demonstrate in our life. What a wonderful power you have possession of. Anyway, your color is light blue, and some of you got the memos. Light blue. Your disciple is Bartholomew. And your imagination is truly your ability to image, to picture, to envision. And it's your ability to dream. Your ability to dream. The affirmation for the month of June is, I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. May we affirm that as a congregation together? I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. Let's appreciate these wonderful birthdays and anniversaries. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other, and here at Unity, we do it with a smile, a handshake, a hug, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Namaste, and we're going to invite you to stand again if you're able to do so for this. And as the words are simple, the words are simple to this song. It's not really complex. So I want you to really concentrate on not looking so much at the bulletin, but concentrate on looking around the room. And as you look around the room, behold the Christ presence in each and every person that you look at, because they're nothing but a reflection of you. So let's sing that together, okay?
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. Then they are sent to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is thrive. We affirm, I thrive from the inside out. Just as wildflowers bloom and flourish on a rocky mountainside, my life can thrive in less than ideal circumstances. It is not outer but inner conditions that determine my health and well-being. At the center of me is God, the very wellspring of life, the source of all good, all love, all life, and all joy. I am most at peace when I stop struggling to change outer conditions and turn within. As I attune to the harmonious vibration of divine love, I feel utmost joy. I experience complete satisfaction as I am filled with the enormity of infinite spirit. I am restored and uplifted. Within me is all the wisdom I need to make loving, life-affirming choices. Within me is all I need to thrive. And Scripture tells us in Proverbs, to get wisdom is to love oneself, to keep understanding is to prosper. And the word for today is thrive.
And now, let us take some deep, gentle, cleansing breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Letting go of any thoughts or things that may be distracting you. And let us put aside worldly thoughts and ideas just for a time. Breathing in and breathing out. Let us feel and know the enduring, eternal love of God. Our purpose is to know and love God. And our mission is to love one another. Jesus' first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. He also referred to the second commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is the common thread that binds us one to another. The circle that binds us together is love. Jesus said, "Lo, I am always with you." God said to Jesus and to us, "This is my beloved." No matter what we think or feel we have done, God's nature is love, and we are God's beloved. Love says, "I accept you just the way you are. Let us take God's message that we are loved into the silence. Let us rest in God's love in the silence. And now, as we return to this place in time, we know we are the beloved of God. We are loved. And so it is. Amen.
Thanks for such a wonderful prelude to a lesson. And Reverend Jeanette, thank you for your meditation as well. And as you were singing that, I was thinking we might as well live as one. We are one. I had a seminary professor that used to say, you know, it appears that there are a lot of us here. There's only one of us here. We're all one. And of course, that same professor said that things of the Spirit must be spiritually discerned. Think about that for a moment. The spiritual truths that so often we teach, they make no sense whatsoever. Have you noticed that? To the human mind, no sense whatsoever. When we say life is eternal, that's not a turtle, that's eternal, okay? You know, eternal. That makes no sense to us with our human mind. We say that we're all one, it makes no sense. When we say that those things that we give to increases in our life, or when we say what we give, we receive, none of that makes any sense to our human mind. But you see, it makes sense to the spirituality of who and what we are. It makes sense to us, not to our mind, but so to the mind of the heart, to the heart. That's where it makes sense. And so when we say live as one, you bet we better live as one, because we are. We are one. That's not the lesson today, but maybe it is, okay? So maybe that's my lesson today and yours too. We normally teach what we... we always teach what we need to learn, thank you, God. Okay, so... we're continuing with this wonderful series called The Quest for Meaning, Living a Life of Purpose by Jim Rosemurgy. And Jim will be with us the last week in June. And this wonderful mystic, if you've not met him, you want to come and be a part of that. Also, we do a minister's class each and every Thursday morning at 10:30 where we take the lesson, we chew it up, we spit it out, we chew it up, spit it out again. They have not chewed up the minister and spit it out yet, so that's great too. But we started just 3 weeks ago, and we looked at that first lesson was about the unity of purpose. And we looked at that first lesson, and we're all here for the same purpose, right? That's great. Many of you were here. And that one purpose is what? To know and love God. That's it. Someone was here and remembered it. Yay. So that one purpose is for us to know God, to experience God. And we think we're here for many different reasons. But we're really here to make that realization, to have that experience with the divine. And once we have that, not just here in our head, we can do that often. The minister said so. The minister said so, or the Sunday school teacher said so, or the Bible said so. But until we have this realization of this presence within our heart and within our mind, it really does not make any difference whatsoever. God is everywhere present, but until we recognize the presence, until we know the presence, so what? So we have that opportunity to go within and to experience the presence of the divine. And we cannot know this presence, as I said in that first lesson. We cannot know the presence with like we know our mate or we know our hometown. We know this presence within our heart. That's how we know the presence. And then last week, Reverend Patty, when I was away, it was great to be off for Sunday. Thank you for allowing that. Not that I asked your permission, but needless to say, it was just great being off. And normally when I'm off, I do what on Sunday? Go to church. I didn't. Aren't you proud of me? Aren't you proud of me? I didn't go to church. I slept very late. And it was wonderful. So needless to say, Reverend Patty took this lesson, a call within a call. And then what she talks about, if our purpose, to find our purpose, is about going within, then to express our mission is about going without. And once we touch that divine presence within ourselves, then indeed we are changed. And we do go without. And again, we have the same mission as well. Jesus told us our mission. Our teacher told us the mission. He says, he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And he says, the greatest commandment of everything is what? To love the Lord the God with all the heart, with all the mind, and all the soul. And the second is like unto it. The second is to love others. to love others. So we are here to love others. And when we touch that divine realization within ourselves, when we know that about ourselves, then automatically the circle widens. The circle widens so that there's room for everyone in the circle. So our mission is to love. It is to love others. And when we get in touch with that mission, normally we hear, as Jim pointed out in his book, there's normally four things that we hear. He says the first thing that we often hear in the silence of our being, in the silence, wherever, is the, "Lo, I am with you always." Now, many of you know that. Many of you know it more than just up here. Many of you know it right here in your heart, because the experiences that you've had in your life, you knew that God was present. A minister didn't have to tell you that, or someone else didn't have to tell you that. You knew it because it was in your heart. "Lo, I am with you always." There's one presence, there's one power, and that presence and that power is God. And that presence and that power lives and moves and has its being within you as you. "Lo, I am with you always." Jesus told us that. He told it to his disciples. When he was ready to make his ascension, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." And he went on and on. And in that last part of that, he says, "And lo, I am with you always." The essence of what Jesus was about. The essence is not only within Jesus, it is within you, and it is within me. Jim also says, as we continue to know this divine spirit of God within, that we will also hear another voice from spirit. And that voice will be, "You are my beloved. You are my beloved. You belong to me. I am yours, and you are mine." One of the great giants of this universe left this expression of life this last week. Dr. Maya Angelou. She left this expression of life very peacefully. You know, some people show us how to live. Some people show us how to transition. She left very peacefully. In October of last year, she was on the Oprah show, their own network, Super Soul Sunday, I think. Don't you love that play on words? Super Soul Sunday. And Oprah did a series on Maya and her life and what she was about. And Oprah asked this question: "Where do you go for solace, for comfort? Are there books that you read?" When Maya Angelou needs comforting, where does she turn? And this was her answer: "I am a student of Unity, the Unity Church. I took a course on Unity about 2 years ago online, not to become a member or a minister, but just to understand more deeply. There's a book called Lessons in Truth." Of course, we know this book is the core textbook, one of our core textbooks of Unity. "And in the book," she continues, "there is a line which is, 'God loves me.'" Years ago, I know years ago in her story, she was living in San Francisco at the time. Years ago, I read it to my then mentor, the late Frederick Wilkerson, and he said, "Read it again. Read it again. Read it again." And finally I said, "God loves me." Let's affirm that together. God loves me. And as she was saying this, as I watched it later, she was crying. She says, "It still humbles me that this force, oh, God is known by many names, This force that makes leaves and fleas and stars and rivers and you loves me, Maya Angelou. It's amazing. I can do anything and do it well. Any good thing, I can do it. That's why I am who I am. Yes, because God loves me, and I'm amazed at it. I'm grateful for it. Maya Angelou, she knew that she was a beloved of God. She knew that she was loved. And because of that, I believe that her life continued to change. In October of 1995, a couple of years ago, in October of 1995, I was blessed to be able to introduce her on a platform before she was to speak. And as we were back in the green room, so to speak, myself and probably five other people in the room, as I stood there, I knew I was in the presence of greatness. Greatness because she was humbled. You know, some people on a platform is one thing, off the platform is another. Have you met any of those people? Yeah, I have too in my many days. Maya, she was the same, Dr. Maya Angelou. She was the same on that platform as off that platform. And when I saw her on Oprah, I knew without a doubt that she knew that she was beloved. She knew that, lo, I am with you always. Also, Jim says that there's two other things that we hear. And he says that these things that we hear, every human comes to know God, not only, lo, I am with you always, but we are God's beloved. He says this in a story. When the woman is caught in adultery, he uses that a story. You might remember it. It's from John 8, 4 through 11. And I want to share that with you. John 8, 4 through 11. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, stone her. But let those who have never sinned throw the first stone. And then he stooped down again and wrote in the sand. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. When Jesus stood up again, he said to her, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them stay to condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Jesus says that there's two things that often we hear in our meditation practice, in our prayer practice. And he says that when we continue to stay in touch with this divine presence within, that we too hear the words, love does not condemn. Love does not require us to expect anyone to act in a certain way. No one, we cannot expect it. Each and every person is a unique, unrepeatable expression of spirit, and we must not expect anyone to act in a certain way, nor are we to condemn them. Let me share with you how Joel would say it. Joel would say this, Joel Goldsmith in Practicing the Presence. He says, if we are holding anyone in condemnation as human beings, good or bad, just or unjust, we have not made peace with our brother, and we are not ready for the prayer of communion with the infinite. We rise above the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, only when we stop seeing good and evil and stop boasting about goodness as if any of us could be good. Goodness is a quality and activity of God alone, and because of it, it is universal. So we are not to call, as he points out, good or bad. We are not to judge. We are not to condemn. He says the other thing that we will often hear is, I accept you just the way you are. I accept you just the way you are. I had a professor that used to say, God is not in the fix-it business. And so often, that's exactly how we use spirit. Come fix it. I've got a problem. A professor used to say, God is not the maintenance man whatsoever. God is being. God has done what God is going to do. God has made you and me in the image and the likeness of the divine. God is present, and it is our business to get in alignment with that presence. We are to accept people exactly the way they are. When I was working on this lesson yesterday, I heard the mailman out front. And I don't know about you, but somehow or another, the older I get, the more I seem to be waiting on the mail. I don't know what that's about. I can remember visiting my grandmother who lived out in the country, and she was, has the mail come yet? Has the mail come yet? Gosh, I'm much worse than she ever was. Has the mail come yet? My spouse will go, are you waiting on something? Are you expecting something? You know, but still, there's something about the mail. Some people could relate to it. Okay, so anyway, so I was sitting there, and I went to the mailbox. I went to the mailbox, and I pulled out the mail, and sure enough, I have a magazine that I still subscribe to, a couple of really print magazines. I mean, the kind you pick up and read, you know. So I pulled up, and what I came out of the mail was my Time magazine. I still subscribe to Time. And on the cover of Time magazine was this: the transgender tipping point, America's next civil rights frontier. And I thought of several things when I saw this. I thought, holy to Buddha. I didn't quite say it that way. I said, Time magazine. The second thing I thought was, I am just so grateful. I am just plain vanilla gay. Do you know? You know? So, and I mean that with all respect, those that are streaming as well. It's like what I meant by that is, you know, there's many people that most people don't understand even homosexuality. You know, just like many people don't understand heterosexuality. You know, it's like, you're just what you are. And so I said, okay, thank you, God, that I'm, you know. And then the other thing that came to my mind, I had just been writing, we accept people where they are. The other thing that came to my mind is, wow, consciousness is unfolding very quickly. Do you get it? Consciousness is unfolding very quickly. And it's because of people, this type of teaching, this type of acceptance, that we have transgender on the front of Time magazine. I don't understand it. But this is my job, to love and accept everyone as they are, where they are, as Jesus says, do not condemn. I know this, that we're all children of God. And each of us has been put here for that purpose, to know God. And each of us has been put here for a mission, and that is to love. And we are to meet people exactly where they are. And we are to love them. And when we turn our backs on anyone, we are turning our backs on part of ourselves. For indeed, we are all one. We are to experience the divine. We experience the divine within, and then we are to carry that experience into the world. And we carry this experience into the world. We carry it into the world as love, the hands and the feet and the voice of God. And as we carry it into the world, our circle becomes larger and larger and larger. And we condemn no one. We accept people where they are, where they are. And we know that God is with us and that we are loved. I want you to take a moment and take out that special insert in your program. It's for our youth and family ministry. Man, a couple of weeks ago, Nancy and I discussed what we wanted to do with this, and Miss Connie just took us over the top with this insert, just took us over the top. But I want you to look at our five graduates there. Most of them have their pictures there. They certainly have a short little bio. I want you to take it home and read it. But this is what I would like our congregation to give these five that are graduating, moving to their next expression of life. The first thing I want us to give them is this. I want us to know for them and with them that God is with them always. Because they will forget. And when they forget that God is with them always, let us know it for them. Oh, the places they will go. Parents, some of them you'll be very proud of, and others you won't, okay? But needless to say, we will know that. The second thing is to know for them and with them that they are God's beloved. These are God's beloved. And know with them and for them that God does not condemn, and neither do we. This can be challenging as parents, can it not? It can be challenging, but we are not to condemn. Each and every soul there has claimed their own spiritual journey. And then know with them and for them that we accept them exactly the way they are. I accept you just the way you are. These are the things that we want to hear from the divine within. And these are the things that we are able to share with those that we love. So your assignment this week, if you choose to accept it, is this. I would like for you to ponder the words of our teacher, Jesus, who said these words. Lo, I am with you always. Lo, I am with you always. That's right. One presence, one power, no place that God is not. Regardless of what you're experiencing in your life, the happy times, the joyful times, all those things that we label, just know in your heart, lo, I am with you always. And that nothing you can do can separate you from the love of God. It is just a matter of us remembering, forgetting and remembering. Lo, I am with you always. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you. heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. There are people dying. If you care enough.
Laura, you always support the lesson with the music, and I thank you so much for that. Let's bring our ushers forward. I invite you to take your tithe, your gift, your offering in your hand. You're giving it with someone, hold it together, bless it together. You have the power to bless, and that's probably one of those things that don't make any sense either to the human mind. But you truly have the power to bless. So let's just center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power. This presence and this power that we call God. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Gifts that's been received in the mail this week, those particular Next week, we continue this series, so come and be a part of that. And also this afternoon at 1 o'clock, upstairs in our Fillmore room, we have what we refer to as our bridging ceremony, where we celebrate those that have bridged from one class to the other, and also we celebrate our seniors that are graduating from high school this year. We have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in.
Regular session by reviewing the year and celebrating bridging when it's the children go through a ceremony and they're a year older or a grade older. It's a big celebration for us. And so I just have a few announcements related to that, but I really want to take an opportunity at the end of the year here, and we're here all summer. It's not like we won't be. We just shift gears a bit for summer. I want to acknowledge all the adults that make our youth and family ministry possible, who prepare themselves and come with their love and their care for our young people, and I'm asking you to show your appreciation with a round of applause for them. Special folks who are graduating from high school this year. They are YOU grads, so they will be transitioning from our youth and family ministry, and a lot of these kids have been with us a good long time. Some of them started here as small wee ones and are now graduating. So I'm going to ask those folks, if you'll come out front, Jack Tobin, Etta Style, Harrison King, and Tim Nelson's not with us this morning, or Devin Donabauer. But spread out a little, guys, because I want to acknowledge your parents as well, who've done the hard work to get you where you're at. We have Kim and Michael Tobin with Jack, Laura Bear, Etta Stiles' mother, and Rob and Denise King and Sister Sally here for Harrison.
So Nancy tells me I'm supposed to say something very profound, not really. to quote Dr. Seuss, oh, the places you will go. And you will go many places. And wherever you go, remember that this is home. And I encourage you, wherever you go, to find a Unity Church. To find a Unity Church that will continue to teach these principles that we teach here. And you may say, oh, Reverend Pat, they're not like you. Nobody's like me. But, or you may say, it's not like Unity Christ Church. But as we teach, we say, we put aside personalities. We do not go for the personalities. We go for the lessons and the teaching. So you continue to stay in this teaching. Do you hear me? Now I'm preaching to you. Do you hear me? Yes, you are. Yes, you do. And just know that we love you and accept you exactly the way you are. There's nothing that you can do that can separate us from you and your love for us and our love for you, just as there's nothing you can do that can separate you from the love of God. So you go forth and do what God has got in mind for you to do. And I can assure you, it is great things. Thank you, God. Let's appreciate him again. So today we're going to dedicate our prayer for protection, remain standing, our prayer for protection to our YOU graduates. So together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, all is well.
Tears I've held for too long.